It's time for the special MFR edition of the Territorial Rodeo Update with Derek Beck. Brought to you by Teeny Angus at Rischel Ranch.
Last night inside a rocking, rolling, and borderline rowdy Thomas & Mack Center, round three of the National Finals Rodeo reminded everybody why Vegas never sleeps. And that's because the Cowboys just flat out won't let it.
Trey Wasserbury here with Teeny Angus at Rischel Ranch in North Platte, Nebraska. Join us this Friday, December 12th, for our big commercial female sale at North Platte Stockyards, where we will sell over 1,000 head of bred heifers and come in 3 and 4-year-old Angus spring calving cows, featuring consignments from Miller, Glade, Nelson, and the Strongsburger ranches, and also the complete dispersion of the early calving Pioneer Ranch cows, all coming 3-year-olds from Tryon, Nebraska. We will start the day with tours for producers at the new sustainable beef plant at 10:30 a.m., followed by a certified Angus beef lunch at North Platte Stockyards, and the sale starting immediately after at 1 p.m. After the sale, join us for a cocktail hour and NFR viewing party at the legendary North 40 Chop House. Join us for a big day in Cowtown this Friday at North Platte Stockyards for a commercial female sale where we will sell the most of the best. Look us up on Facebook or call North Platte Stockyards for more information.
We'll start with the man who stole the show last night in steer wrestling, Ty Erickson. The 2019 world champ entered the night sitting 14th in the world and apparently took that personally. Erickson threw down a sizzling 3.5-second run, fastest of the year at the NFR, to cash a $36,000 check. And he shot all the way up to third in the world and take the lead in the average. Folks, he's hotter than a Vegas sidewalk in July. Purple Wave's J.D. Stuxnes finished fourth. In a bareback riding, Waylon Bourgeois kept his NFR rolling like he's been there for a decade. He went 88.75 points in his first ever NFR go-round buckle. And a big shout-out to area Cowboys Jess Pope and Garrett Shadbolt, who scored fifth and sixth place to grab a paycheck. Not a bad night's work for a shark tank that's full in the bareback riders. Team roping. Oh, buddy. Round three was so fast it needed a speeding ticket. We had a three-way tie at 3.8 seconds. One of those teams, the brothers Dawson and Dylan Graham, who came firing out of the box early, set the pace. That payday bumped Dawson up to fifth and Dylan to third in the world standings. Saddle Ronk Riding gave us another Wright family highlight reel, but this time it was from Statler Wright, who slapped the lights out of Angel Cat for 88.25 and win the round. Tie-down roping saw Riley Webb say, "Hey, remember, I'm the world champ," stopping the clock at 7 flat. After Shad Mayfield won the first two rounds, Webb needed that one in a big way. Gearing Nebraska's Riley Pruitt finished in a tie for fifth. Barrel racing. Grab your Dramamine, because this leaderboard is spinning like a tilt-a-whirl. Carly Otero punched out a 13.54 to win the round and jump up to number 5. And finally, the Bulls cooperated with Tristan Hutchings, who shook off 2 no-scores and lit up the arena with a 90.5 monster ride last night, the highest of the finals so far. Territory's Mason Moody and Luke Mackley had no score last night. Hey, that's a wrap on round 3. Huge tip of the hat to sponsor TD Angus, Purple Wave, Sioux Steel Company, and, of course, Young's DiscountWesternWear.com.